Well, we are now in the month of October, just a few days into the month, and I'd like to just talk about the rosary, because this is the month of the rosary, the month of October. Why is the rosary such a powerful prayer? Because it is pure prayer. When we pray the rosary, we're meditating upon the very Word of God, meditating upon sacred scripture, which is the inspired Word of God. When we pray the rosary, we are meditating upon the most important parts of the Bible, the most important parts of the New Testament. You can call the rosary your New Testament cliff notes, right? The cliff notes give us the most important part of the book. The cliff notes don't replace the book, but they help you to understand the book better. And so the rosary is our New Testament cliff notes. It gives us the 20 most important events in the life of Christ. When you meditate upon the Word of God, you become more like Jesus, because the prayers that we say and meditating upon sacred scripture begins to transform a soul more and more into the image and likeness of Christ. We have so many wonderful quotations that we've heard different saints say. For example, Saint Francis de Sales, the great father of the spiritual life, a great spiritual director, said that the greatest method of praying is to pray the rosary, because it is vocal prayer, it is prayer of the mind where you picture the scene, it is prayer of the heart where you get into the emotions, it comprises vocal, mental, and contemplation. All those aspects of prayer are combined in the Holy Rosary. That's why St. Francis de Sales said it's the greatest method to pray. St. Alphonsus Liguori gives us very comforting words. He says, "Those who say the rosary daily and wear the brown scapular and who do a little more will go straight to heaven." Wow, isn't that amazing? To pray the rosary every day, to wear the brown scapular, and to do a little more, the great doctor of the church, Alphonsus Liguori, says they will go straight to heaven. Pope Pius IX says that among all the devotions approved by the Church, none has been favored by so many miracles as devotion to the Holy Rosary. Miracles of grace, the Battle of Lepanto, all these amazing miracles have occurred through the power of prayer, the Rosary. St. Pius X said if there were 1 million families praying the Rosary each day, the entire world would be saved. Isn't that amazing? The quote from a great saint, Pius X. If 1 million families prayed the rosary every day, the world would be saved. Pius XII says, there is no surer means of calling down God's blessing on the family than the daily recitation of the rosary. Pius XII also said, we put great confidence in the Holy Rosary for the healing of evils which afflict our times. And that was back in the 1940s. Imagine how it is right now with the evils that afflict our time, abortion and terrorism and all sorts of evils that we have to pray for the end of. Blessed John the 23rd says, the rosary is a school for learning true Christian perfection. See, the rosary is a catechism. It teaches the faith. It teaches you the prayers and also how to pray. And it's a school for learning Christian perfection. One of the greatest quotes is from Bishop Patrick Boyle from Ireland. No one can live continually in sin and continue to pray the rosary. Either he will give up the sin or he'll give up praying the rosary. See, true prayer is not compatible with sin. True prayer will drive out sin. Ultimately, somebody will give up one or the other. They'll give up praying or they'll give up sinning. If a person perseveres in praying the rosary, they will drive sin out of their life. Bishop Hugh Boyle once said, those who say the rosary frequently and fervently will grow in grace and holiness and will enjoy the special protection of Our Lady and the abiding friendship of God. All of you remember Father Patrick Peyton, the great priest of Ireland. The family that prays together stays together. We have in our society so many broken homes, broken families. So how do we keep them together? It is by prayer. Father Peyton also said, if families give Our Lady 15 minutes a day by reciting the rosary, I assure them that their homes will become, by God's grace, peaceful places. And isn't that what we want in each home, for it to be a peaceful place? And really the last couple quotes, Our Lady of Fatima, say the rosary every day to obtain peace for the world. We certainly need that in our modern world today. Our Lady told St. Dominic that one day through the rosary and the scapular, she would bring the world to Christ. And lastly, St. Louis de Montfort, one of the most powerful quotations I've come across. He says, if you say the rosary faithfully until death, I assure you that in spite of the gravity of your sins, you shall receive a never-fading crown of glory. Even if you are on the brink of damnation, even if you have one foot in hell, even if you have sold your soul to the devil, as sorcerers do who practice black magic, and even if you are a heretic as obstinate as the devil, sooner or later, you will be converted and will amend your life and save your soul if, and mark well what I say, if you say the Holy Rosary devoutly every day until death, for the purpose of knowing the truth and obtaining contrition and pardon of your sins. Of course, a great example of that was Bartolo Longo, the former Satanist who was converted by the praying of the rosary, and now he is blessed Bartolo Longo. He's the one who founded the shrine of Our Lady of Pompeii, Our Lady of the Rosary, the national shrine in all of Italy to the Holy Rosary, built by a former Satanist who converted back to the Catholic faith by the power of the rosary and is now beatified. So that's the thing we should think about during this month of October. Say the rosary every day. Try to get the family to pray together. Start with a decade a day. See, a decade a day keeps the devil away. So start with that and then try to pray together the family rosary.